little 7-year-old Ring and gets into a fight with his sister. And he purposely breaks one of her toys. At that point, his mother happens to come into the room, which she sees what's going on. She says, "Raymond Nicholas, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Apologize to your sister right now." Little Raymond says, "No, no way. You're not apologizing to her. She asked for it. She got what she deserved." Raymond's mother proceeds to turn 8 shades of red. Says, "Then go to your room. Go to your room right now and stay there for the rest of the day. No TV, no radio, no stereo. You just sit there and think about what you've done and why you need to apologize to your sister." Little Raymond gets upset and says, "But Mom, I'm supposed to play football this afternoon with my friends. They're expecting me. I need to be there. I want to be there." His mother says, "Too bad. You should have thought of that before. Go to your room." Little Raymond shouts out, "You're bad. You're a bad mother. You're the meanest mother in the world. You're the meanest mother who ever lived. You hate me." He storms off to his room, where he moans and groans and lives in utter agony for the rest of the day, while his friends happily play their football game. And before I go any further, I have one important clarification to make. The fact that this boy has my name is merely a coincidence. I was always a perfect brother. Well, not quite. But in all seriousness, my brothers and sisters, the point I'm trying to make in telling this story is that if you understand the dynamics of it, in other words, if you understand what's going on here between little Raymond and his mother, you'll understand what the Bible means when it talks about the wrath of God. This, of course, is a concept, this is an idea, the wrath of God, that confuses many people. And that's understandable. After all, St. John explicitly tells us in his first letter that God is love. Psalm 103 tells us that the Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger and rich in kindness. Romans 8:38 says that neither height nor depth nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God that comes to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. In our second reading today from Ephesians 2, St. Paul says, "God, who is rich in mercy because of the great love he had for us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, brought us to life with Christ." Finally, in today's gospel, we have that very famous line which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life." Those are just a few of the many scripture verses that speak to us of God's incredible, awesome, eternal love. But there are other passages in the Bible, like today's first reading, that tell us of God's anger and his wrath. Listen again to some of the words of that reading. "Early and often did the Lord, the God of their fathers, send his messengers to them, for he had compassion on his people and their dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, despised his warnings, and scoffed at his prophets, until the anger of the Lord against his people was so inflamed that there was no remedy. Their enemies burnt the house of God, tore down the walls of Jerusalem, set all its palaces afire, and destroyed all of its precious objects. Those who escaped the sword were carried captive to Babylon, where they became the servants of the Chaldeans and his sons, until the kingdom of the Persians should come to power." So how do we make sense of this? How do we make sense of this apparent contradiction? Is God a God of love? Or is he a God of wrath? Or is he somehow a God of both? How can he be a God of both, since love and wrath appear to be mutually exclusive realities, diametrically opposed to one another? Here's where little 7-year-old Raymond Nicholas and his mother can help us, I think. In this regard, I think the words of St. John are a good starting point. St. John tells us explicitly that God is love. All love, complete love, perfect love. Okay, that's great, Father Ray, but where does God's wrath come into the picture? If God is pure, total, perfect, complete, 100% love, How does wrath fit into all that? Well, very simply, the wrath of God is just the way that certain people experience his love. Yes, you heard me correctly. The wrath of God is the way that some people experience his love. Specifically, people who defiantly and obstinately cling to their sins. Think of little Raymond Nicholas. He broke his sister's toy, and he refused to repent, say he was sorry. If he had said he was sorry, he would have been happy for the rest of the day playing football with his buddies at the local field. But he said, no, no way, I'm not apologizing to her. She asked for it, she got what she deserved. And he ended up spending the rest of the day sulking in his room alone. So I guess that means his mother hated him. No, not at all. His mother loved him. She loved him deeply. She loved him more than he knew. But because he stubbornly refused to repent of his sin, little Raymond Nicholas experienced the love of his mother as wrath. Which is why he responded to his punishment by saying, you're a bad mother. You're the meanest mother in the world. You're the meanest mother who ever lived. You hate me. And all that stuff. The Israelites in today's first reading could very easily have related to the plight of poor little Raymond. As we heard a few moments ago, they were defeated and carried off to captivity in Babylon because they stubbornly refused to repent of their idolatry, even though God, in his love, had sent them prophets, many prophets over the years, to warn them of the consequences of their disobedience. So they too experienced love as wrath. The sentiments were captured perfectly in today's responsorial psalm, where it says, by the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. Now the good news is, little Raymond Nicholas eventually got out of his room. And the people of God eventually came home from Babylon. That's because in this life, we can always change for the better, such that we move from experiencing God's love as wrath back to experiencing God's love as love. But there will be a moment, the moment when we take our final breath on this earth, when that kind of change will become impossible, which means that if we are still stubbornly clinging to our sins at the moment of our death, at that moment, we will experience God's love as wrath for all eternity. In fact, that's really an accurate description of what hell is. Hell is where people experience God's love as wrath forever. That's why repentance is so important, my brothers and sisters, and why the sacrament of confession is such a blessing. Which leads to the obvious question, I think. Have you made a good, thorough confession during this season of Lent? And if not, what are you waiting for?